Grant Morgan won an invention in theater with milestones. He built a new vector at least 131 jets in general output in the arc of the efficient space. Persevere and remain loyal. Clarke District spokesperson David Zimba says those not adopted should understand that politics is competitive and that opportunities come at larger point of time. Speaking when the party welcomed its adopted parliamentary candidates for the August poll, Mr. Zimba says the adoption process in Angola was generally smooth despite some challenges. Among those adopted include Frank Sayali for Angola's center, Lloyd Mulosha for Chikuvu, Warren Mbali for Guanamukubwa, Ernest Lufunda for Dagamagan, and Esther Mpumpumi for Kabushi for Switzerland.
People that know that you may not have it this time around, but definitely next time around you will have it. Our plea to them is that stick around, everything led to the good of the Lord. And understanding the fact that whatever it is that happens, it is the will of God. If it hasn't happened before you, just know that God himself imagined it arrived. And time is definitely coming for you because God himself puts it very clear, perseverance. In the name of the game. Once you persevere, God will realize that your position has persevered for too long.
Governance expert Wesley Mianga has urged governments to deliver on its pledge to issue official statements with accompanying video, saying the move is needed to curb rising misinformation targeting national leaders ahead of the general election. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mianga cited recent court reports, including claims that Vice President Catalina Lumango had been arrested on President Kagame Humanoid's order. He notes with concern that such allegations are misleading and risk confusing the public if left unchecked. Mr. Mianga says while government officials have dismissed the claim, quote, consistency in communication is lacking. He further notes that while government announced that all official statements would be accompanied by audio and video to help citizens verify authenticity and counter fake news, some recent rebuttals have been issued without accompanying video, making it hard for the public to distinguish genuine communication from misinformation circulating online.
Now, we remember very well that the government spokesperson then, and on a day ago, on a actually issued a statement that if any form of communication that will be done by government to be accompanied by video to ensure that this is authenticated. But looking at the statement that has come from Mr. Thabo Kawan to refer to the allegation of the vice president being elected, has that come as a dry statement with any video? Now, how do people actually verify? Because we certainly want to know whatever communication that the government or government officials are doing to be accompanied by the same audio, which is not there.
In global news, at least 131 deaths have been reported in an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, with more than 513 cases suspected, local officials have said. A spokesman for the DR Congo government says cases were now being reported over the wider area. There are also two confirmed cases and one death in Uganda, based on U.S. Central President reported and presented on DC.
The head of the World Health Organization says he's deeply concerned at the speed and scale of the Ebola epidemic in Central Africa. Tedros Adhanom